morning. That's all right. We begin this week a new semester.
我们这周有开始新的学期。
I don't know about you. Every beginning of a semester, I'm excited. When I was a student.
当我还是一个学生的时候，每一个学期开始的时候，我也都是非常兴奋。
I think there's one reason. I love the feel of new books. I don't know if you have that same feeling.
那个原因呢，就是有新的书。
This might sound weird, but when I was even today, just to flip through the new book, the smell of the book, the feel of the new book, I feel like, it feels so good.
直到今天呢，只要是新的书，那个味道，感觉非常的舒服，非常的。
And not to mention, ready to dig in and reading it. I think maybe that's why we were in school when we're teaching, and maybe you're a student, just kind of the excitement. It was written by a Roman governor named Pliny to the Emperor Trajan. He was asking the emperor for advice on how to deal with merchants. You see, under Roman law at the time, it was illegal to be Christian.
当时的罗马，那个法律呢，说这个不是不合法的。But
the governor doesn't know on what basis, what basis should he punish Christians?
但这个省长呢，他不知道他要以什么样的这个原则来处罚这些。The
governor could not find any crime or any offense that is worthy of being punished.
这个省长他发现，他们没有任何的事情是值得要惩罚他们。Listen
to what he says concerning the Christians as he writes to the emperor.
这个呢，就是他书信里面他所描述的这些。He
begins by saying these Christians walk in humility and kindness.
他说这些使徒他们的言行都是非常的谦卑，也都是非常仁慈的。
Falsehood is not found. They despise not the widow.
他们没有看清这些寡妇.
They greet not the orphans.
他们呢也照顾这些孤儿.
He that has distributes liberally to him that has not.
那些有一些东西的，他们慷慨的分享他们所拥有的.
If they see a stranger, they bring him under their roof and rejoice over him as if they were their own.
他们是不认识的人，他们也很期待到自己的家庭，或者自己的兄弟一样。When
one of their poor passes away, they provide for his burial according to their
ability。他们也记得他们的，而如果有贫穷的人过世，他们也为他买葬了。And
if they hear that any of their number is in prison or oppressed, all of them provide for his needs.
因为旁边如果有人被关在监牢里面，或者他是需要大家都一起来帮助这个人。
They
fast 2 or 3 days, that they may supply the need of supply the needy with their necessary
food.
And he closes the letter by saying, see how they love one another. Punishment, or you care, what kind of punishment do you dare impose such
people?
Could this be the reason why the early church had reached so many people so quickly at that time? Remember, the first Christians did not have a lot of the advantages we have today. They don't have a lot of resources. They don't have a lot of people that support them. They're on their own. Yet still, they grow explosively. I think we can learn again from the early church what difference they made and how God used them to really bless the world. And how in the same way we may allow God to work in and through us. This morning in Acts chapter 4, the passage that we just read, verses 33 and 35, we're given a sneak peek into the life of the early church. Just share with you three observations how the early church lived, and it's also something that we can hopefully learn from. I titled the message this morning, The Church in Action. This is what the church is busy about. This is what the church is doing. This is what they're good at. I wonder if that describes us, our church. The first thing that we see the church, that describes the church, in verse 32, is that they were told that they have unity in heart and mind. Luke tells us in chapter 4, verse 32, now the full number of those who believed were of one heart and soul. Simply put, they are united. I don't think it means that there were no arguments or no different opinions in the early church. All you need to do is just read on. There are issues that the early church had to deal with. Yes. But what this statement tells us is somehow the believers share a deep inner bond that would join them together. We may have different opinions, but at the end of the day, it's not about you, it's not about me, but it's about us. Now again, this doesn't mean that believers see everything eye to eye, meaning they have the same, that's not only that we have everything, that's not what we see here. Because some of us think of unity in terms of we all have to read the same books. We have the same styles of doing things. We like the same thing, we dislike the same thing. 不喜欢, a lot of people, when they think of unity, they think of clone. You're exactly the same as everybody else. But that could be further from the truth. See, the early church, there are different thoughts and different approaches, but still, there is unity. I think this is one of those things that should make us think as believers what Christ can do in a community, how individuality exists, but yet we have unity. The Apostle Paul discussed this in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4-6. Listen to what the Apostle Paul said here. He said, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all men. Notice how he says several times, different, and then at the same time, same. That's the description of the body of Christ. Notice how this unity is expressed, again, going back to Acts chapter 4, verse 22. Tells us that no one said that any of the things that belonged to him was his own. They have everything in common. When there's unity in heart and mind, the thing that makes a difference is everyone is watching out for the need of others. They don't extinguish their individuality, but rather they held up higher the unity among them. For several years, I was a college pastor in California. And the college students, they like to do outdoor stuff. Even though personally, I'm not a very outdoor type of person. One of the things we do is we go camping.
It is all okay.
What that means is there's outdoors, there's some hiking and backpacking that's part of those trips. And we warn everyone who signed up, say, hey, you better be in shape. You don't mind walking, you don't mind carrying heavy stuff. So you gotta make sure you're able to do it. In spite of that warning, you will still have people who are not that quite fit to go through the rigors of backpacking. One year we have a girl in our group, just after a few miles, her legs begin to hurt. It is obvious she was in pain. And as you can imagine, she's falling behind in our hiking. I admit to you, my first thought is not of sympathy or concern for her. I said, oh no, this is going to ruin our whole plan. She's going to hold everyone back. you're sticking to some kind of deadlines. So I was not that happy. But I noticed that as we were continuing in the hiking, as I look back, I noticed that others in the group begin to help this girl. There was a girl beside her that was kind of cheering her on and said, "Hey, you're doing good. Keep up the good work." And then there's another guy who started to carry the backpack of this girl. And then another girl came holding, you know, her lunch for her. And then another person holding her sleeping bag. And we continue to make our way. As I look at that sight, somehow my attitude changed. At that point, I begin to feel like a weird thing. Maybe a bit slow, but we're going to make it. Because this group is not going to be for somehow together, we're going to work on it then to accomplish the purpose we set up. I believe this is what the apostle meant when he says that the church was united in heart and mind. You see, they have a common goal in what they are doing. And may I suggest, it is amazing to consider what together the church can do if they refuse to live in one. The early church knew that they will succeed only if they do it together. Everyone doing their part make others succeed. But not only were they united in heart and mind, a second thing that we see in the early church that causes a thing is grace is freely given in their midst. Look at verse 33. We're told that with great power the apostles were giving their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. When I was preparing this message, it just dawned on me that for the first time I've seen the word great and grace together. Great grace was upon them. In the original Greek, the word is mega charis. We know the word mega, right? It's big, it's huge. And grace is what? Is the gift and the favor that God pours out on the undeserving. That's what grace is. Lots and lots of grace was in the midst of the people of God. Now first, the grace doesn't spring out of themselves. We're told that it comes as the apostles testify concerning Jesus. So it's grace that was first poured upon them.
And
And it's not just measly some grace, but it's lots of grace to the point that it overflows among them. You can put it in the beginning and the somehow the believers understand that they were saved by grace. Now they are being nurtured by grace. So they live out grace among them. Long ago, I came across an extraordinary story of self-sacrifice. There's a book actually written by Ernest Gordon called Through the Valley of the It's a true account story of a life in a World War II Japanese prison camp. The prison camp is filled with American, Australian, British prisoners of war, and they were forced to build an infamous bridge over the River
Kwai.
And actually, a movie was made out of this. It's called Bridge of the River Kwai. A long time ago, maybe about the 70s. And one of the key things in this whole story was about a man who made a difference in this prison camp. And the man's name is Angus McGilday. He's a Scottish prisoner in this camp. Basically, the situation in the prison camp was terrible. Because things are so, their food and their provision is so limited. Prisoners will actually steal from each other, will hurt each other, a personal
advantage.
There's an American English expression, dog eat dog world. The idea is people are just, it's animals. It's the law of the jungle that is prevailing in this camp. Until that attitude was there until the news of Angus McGilfrey's death was heard by everyone in
town.
Now, how could be the death of one person really made a difference? People were shocked. I mean, Angus died, but Angus is the strongest among them. Everyone expects if there's someone who's going to die last in the camp, it has to be him. But the fact of his death that really shocked him was not that he died, but the reason that he died. Somehow news got around the story of his death. You see, Angus had a fellow. There's another fellow prisoner in the camp. Everyone said he's gone. There's no way that this dying person is not Angus. Another person, he's just gonna die. It's just a matter of time. But somehow they heard that Angus made up in his mind. Friend, this fellow prisoner
died.
So when this dying prisoner's blanket was stolen, Angus gave his own blanket to this dying prisoner. Jesus will give his own mansion to this dying man just to give him a few more portion that he normally would get.
吃饭的时候，还不如走出去让他自己的那一份有品德这个叫软弱的人。
Angus was doing anything and everything to make sure this person would recover.
所以呢，Angus就做了他尽他所能的帮助这个人，他可以恢复。
Sure enough, this dying prisoner made a recovery.
到最后，这个人真的康复了。Angus
collapsed.
但是Angus却倒下去了。
He slumped over.
他就这样倒下去，就死了。
Doctors examined her and found out he died of starvation.
这个人，Angus他死是因为他是冻死的。
Somehow he is being given his own food and what he needs to this other person.
因为他一直是把自己的食物，自己的用品来给这个需要的人。
He has given everything, even his own life.
他是给了一切，包括他自己的生命。
Ramification, the result of his acts of love and unselfishness, should fall down.
这个所谓很自私的这个行动，就震动了整个的兄弟。
As word got around of Angus's death, things began to change inside this camp.
对，当他这个故事被传开的时候，这个整个的兄弟慢慢的有转化。
Suddenly, man began to focus on their fellow prisoner.
哎，这个之后，每个人都去关心他的伙伴。They
began to live beyond survival.
也就是生存，不是为了生存而已。
Somehow they're interested to help the other person.
需要去帮助对方。
And they began to pool their talents.
所以每个人呢，也用他们自己的这个本能。
There was one musician in their midst.
当中也有一个音乐家。
Another person who is an orchestra leader.
另外一个是一个交响乐的一个领导。
Another musically inclined people.
还有其他对音乐有兴趣的。
That's what they did. They got together and said, let's make music together.
我们就一起来做乐。
And an orchestra was made up of people who of different musical abilities.
所以呢，他们就好像组织了一个这样的一个不同音乐的一个团队。
And soon a church came out among them.
而且他们当中呢，后面又产生了一个教会。Actually,
they have a name for their small church.
他们这个小小教会有一个名称。They
call them Church Without Walls.
就是没有墙壁的教会。It
was so compelling, so powerful. Not only the prisoners joined it. Japanese guards
their church.
So they started a library. Then a school. And then the change goes on and on. The place was transformed. All of that simply because one man decided to give all that he had.
这个转变原来就是因为有一个人愿意把自己所有的奉献。
For those of us who know the Lord Jesus, we are not surprised by that. Or we should not be surprised.
我相信有些主的人对这个事原则上不应该感到惊奇。
Because that is our story.
那个应该不是我们。
That is what happened to us. Someone gave himself for us, and we are different because of it.
为我们来奉献一切，因此我们。John
15:12, greater love has no man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends.
要说一说，他是而且没有一个爱，这个更大的，就是一个人把自己的生命为他的朋友来牺牲。
At the end of the day, that's what changes, and that is what will change things around us.
之中，这里是改变我们的，也会改变我们四周围的。2
Corinthians 8:9 reminds us.
在这个腓立比书八章，就是这样说。
The Apostle Paul said, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you, through his poverty,
want to bear each other's burden. They sympathize and they pray for each other. And they gladly sacrifice time and comfort for those who are in need. I know of a married couple that is helping a single mother who could not pay her bills. And they took this single mother aside and told her that they wanted to be her burden bearer. So they asked her to give them her bills. They want to pay for it. Now, mind you, this couple is not wealthy in themselves. They decided by choice to write out a check for each of the bills of this woman and to pay for it. This aggressive care for others in the name of Jesus is incredible. It draws people to Jesus. It's an application of what the Lord Jesus said in John 13:34-35. As I have loved you, you must love one another, and all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. People understand that kind of self-sacrifice. Something they want in their own lives. Close with a story of a very moving story of a man named Ray Blankenship. It's an event that happened in April 12, 1989. Ray Blankenship was just going about his daily business, preparing his breakfast. As he looked out the window of his kitchen, he saw a small girl being swept away in a drainage ditch in a house that he lived next to. And he knew if this girl continues on that ditch, it will go under a road and out into nowhere. So Ray stopped what he's doing and quickly ran to try to get ahead of this being swept by this child that is swept out of the country. Then he jumped into the water, holding on to one side, making sure that he can catch the girl as he comes down. Now as he holds on tightly and catch the girl, it's still a very difficult situation. They could be swept themselves down together. And surely, he had to hold on to until other people can help them get out. Now sure enough, the fire department came and called for us. Ray Blankenship was given an award, a silver life-saving award for this heroic act.
think it is right to give this honor because of the selflessness of this person, even at great risk to himself. See, as people don't into great lankership this morning, they found out that great lankership is the chaos. And even that did not give him second thought in jumping into the water. Save. Was the church like that turned the world upside down? Their unity of heart and mind. Everyone is watching out for each other. Their fellowship of soul put their focus on Jesus Christ and on the church. There was great grace that is in the midst of the church. People came to believe that the resurrection power of Jesus is at work and changing the life of people and making them different from what the world
expected.
There was great unity, there was great grace, and finally there was great care and self-sacrifice. People simply live out what they have experienced, what they know to be true, and it's now in action. How beautiful. As we reflect on the early church, we will pray for that in our midst. Let it be true here in this way. Unity of heart and mind. Live out grace. This care that is extended. It's true. God help us to lead this
Thank you.